And we are back. News Radio Magazine's Weekend Edition. You can always send us an email at newsradiomagazine.com. Check us out online. Always interesting topics on there. Always contact lists of our guests and how you can get in touch with them and things that we talked about. Links to the blog. Yes, I will make an effort to talk more on the blog and do some more writing. I will try. You know, before we went up on the break, we were talking about spending for this holiday and trying to set some goals. And one of the things that Norm and I were talking about during the break was actually trying to break this down to where it's small victories so that you really can make progress. One of the things that's going on in the economy today is that something that we all have known, none of us are blind to this, and that is that we must start being personally, financially responsible and to be planning ahead. And that's something that I know for me, and as an example, I've been working on it quite a bit, but for over the years, as I get older, I think that's a key thing too. You realize that the amount of time that you have available to work is getting smaller and smaller. Personal responsibility for your individual debts and personal responsibility for the management of your resources so that you are able to provide for your family and also so that you're able to enjoy your day-to-day life. It's very, very difficult. Norm, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
It's very, very difficult for me, Norman, to if I don't have a plan, if I don't have some sort of a goal in mind, to go about my daily business, because I'm inundated every day with unexpected things.
Yeah, you know what really is a problem, and I find in so many of the people I talk to and correspond with, a lot of people email me questions, people who have read my book, and then of course I actually coach families and people and groups. What I find is the first problem people have to overcome is just to figure it all out. People don't have any clue as to what's going on in their financial life. They don't have any clue. They don't know how much they're spending. They don't know what their debt is. They don't know mm-hmm. how much they're putting out in interest. They don't know how much of their debt service payments are going to pay principal as opposed to interest. They have no idea what's going on in their financial life. All they're doing is making deposits and writing checks. And a lot of them accumulating stuff they don't need. And I use that word stuff because...
Well, I think it's more than just stuff. I think junk.
The first step is getting a handle on what your situation is.
Well, now, can you? I know that you talk about this in your book, but can you give me a couple of real simple things? What can people do? I mean, what do you do? Do you sit down? You say, "Here's all you." I mean, because here's all. Here's what I have.
Exactly what I say. You go. You get all your. I mean, and this is painful. Let me tell you, very painful for people to do. Because they don't want to know, okay? It's they have to get out all their credit card statements, their most current ones, all their whatever they pay. First of all, they have to do an analysis of what they spend, okay?
Right.
They have to, and you know, I'm using words that sounds tricky, but it really isn't. Most people are paying their bills either by check or they're paying them online, but they have a record now. They're not paying them in cash. They're not.
Right.
So they have a record of what they see. They have to go to the last month. And make a list of all the payments all the money they've put out, okay, and what they're spending it on. They have to understand where their money is going, and they have to compare that to what is coming in, okay. And then they have to look and they have to say, well, you know, they have to be able to pare down or reduce some of their expenses so they can put more money into paying off debt. Okay. Of course, I'm talking about people now who have problems with debt.
Right.
If it isn't putting more into paying off debt, it's more into putting away for the future, putting into your 401k.
I got to say, Norm, I think that actually debt in any situation, if you're not on top of it and managing your finances, I think that that's a critical thing. You've got to
The overwhelming majority of people aren't doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
At least the people I deal with. I mean, from what I see. I mean, I haven't taken a survey. I haven't taken it, you know. But from everything you read, I mean, it's... You know,
I don't think they are managing their debt.
You know, I remember how I grew up, and I remember I called my mother, you know, my mom. She was the world's greatest money manager, and I use that. I have in a book that I'm going to be... That I told you I'm going to be doing another book,
mm-hmm.
and the preface or the introduction, I'm not sure which, is going to talk about the world's greatest money manager. And that was my mother. My dad never made a lot of money, and my parents lived very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, it's amazing how she was able to, what she was able to do with money, because she was in control of the money and she used it wisely. And I was just, you know, it's amazing. You know, people today, they just, well, of course, you can blame it on the, you know, the openness of credit and the availability of credit, which you didn't have when my mom did this. But people just spend absolutely irresponsibly. They just don't pay attention to what they're spending and do not even try to make sense of it with respect to what they have to spend. I mean, it's just, it's,
well, really, how can, so somebody, so let's say somebody's out there listening right now, okay?
Okay.
And they're, and they go to work and they know that, that they make a, they make let's let, I don't know what people make, but let's say they make $2,500, $3,000 a month, and they know that their rent is about $800 to $1,200, and they always have enough to go out and they have enough to get gas, they have enough to pay their car insurance. They really don't think that they have to worry about it, and they got a couple of credit cards, but they're able to pay them. Don't you agree with me that even those people, specifically those people,
you know, those
need
people
to...
Those people are in a good... those people are in a very good position. They're not in trouble yet, but they still have to take control, and they have to start... If they take control of their... control is such a big word to me. It really is. Being in control of your financial life. If you take control... if you don't have debt problems. I mean, you have some debt, but you, like you said, you're able to pay them. You know, the things you can do to pay off debt faster are, I mean, it's people just don't realize. You know, most people don't understand that you don't have to. You don't have to. You can take control of, especially of credit card debt. You can make the rules. You have an enormous amount of leverage when you deal with credit card debt. Because the simple reason for that is that if you don't pay, for the most part, the credit card companies aren't going to get the money. They can't get it from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they sue you and get a judgment and then it's garnish your wages, you know, yeah, they can do that, but they seldom do, and it's seldom effective, and they don't want to have to do that. The only way they're going to get paid from you is if you pay them voluntarily, and they know that, but they know that most people don't realize that. But if they know that you know that, and I hope I'm not, you know, I hope I'm making sense here.
Mm-hmm.
If they know that you know that, you have the upper hand. You can take control of your debt situation. You can make deals. You can work things out. You can pay off debt much faster with simple techniques that, you know, that most people don't understand or aren't aware of. And you know, it's all about understanding, first of all, what your situation is. Having some knowledge about debt and what, and you don't have to be, you know, like I say, you don't have to be an expert on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say this, but really all you have to do is read my book. And I'm not, you know, people, everybody's saying, well, you know, this guy's trying to sell his book. But, you know, sure I am. But the point is, it's the truth. You know, I tell you what you have to know. I tell you, you know, I don't know if you know this, Kevin. I don't know if we talked about this last time. I ran a collection agency for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned it, yeah.
I know this stuff. I mean, I know how creditors think. I know how debt collectors think. I know what their motivations are. I know what you can do and what you can't do. You know, it's knowledge. You know, I hate to use this because it's such an old cliche, but knowledge is power. But let me tell you, it certainly is. And the problem that most people have when it comes to their finances is they don't have knowledge, and because of that, they're susceptible. They're susceptible to all kinds of untruths that they believe, that they're told, and that they hear about, and it causes incredible misconceptions that traps them into their situation.
That's the situation that I described is something I want to come back to when we come back from the break, and here's why I want to talk about it, Norm, is these are the people that went out, that borrowed money, that really didn't have any idea about managing their money when they took out these loans for homes, that may have not been in as good a financial situation as they thought, and now where are they? And it's also those that were way under the water, if you will, way over their head, in trouble. And more after this when we get back. News Radio Magazine, Weekend Edition.
Hi, Hi, Anne-Marie Lake again of the Entrepreneur Radio Show, reminding you that you can purchase a timeshare for pennies on the dollar from Timeshare Wholesalers, Inc. Whether buying or selling, let Timeshare Wholesalers be your one stop for service. Call them today at 1-800-764-2486 or see their site online at www.gototwi.com. That's gototwi.com.
Choose Pella replacement windows and doors and lower your energy bills without lifting a finger. Call 888-65-PELLA and ask about Pella's Save Your Energy Sale. Pella makes having a more beautiful, comfortable, energy-efficient home almost effortless for you. When you choose Pella, you can relax. We'll handle everything start to finish. So call 888-65-PELLA and save during Pella's Save Your Energy Sale. Call 888-65-PELLA. Pella, viewed to be the best.
The same great folks who bring your kitchen countertops to life, Counterfab Plus, now do cabinets. That's right. Not only is Counterfab Plus your headquarters for granite, silestone, swan stone, Caesar stone, zodiac, and corium top quality countertops, but now you can get your whole kitchen made over with top quality Counterfab Plus cabinets. Remember, wholesale prices, on time, every time. That's the Counterfab Plus difference. Call 866-355-1339 and ask for Kevin, or click on counterfabplus.com.
Putting the pieces together on state politics. Trying to pry out the perspective you won't find in the mainstream media. Join Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon every Saturday evening from 7 to 8 for the Political Toolbox. 1 hour of getting the fix on the latest perspective on state politics and current events. That's every Saturday night starting at 7 as Tom McCabe and Aaron Shannon give you the news and views you won't get anywhere else. The Political Toolbox on News Talk 1300 KOL, where your opinion counts. We'll be right back.